Genius.
The fully realized vision of an authentic American genius.
We need your brain.
Don't you have a brain in your head?
Ah, then I will have to adjust your brain a bit.
Every day, Billy the Brain talks with the best guests in America.
Cool.
About business.
The boss that works for you.
Entertainment. Sports.
Turning now to sports.
And the local community.
Radio keeps its eye on local events.
It's time for brainstorming.
My brain is like mush.
With Billy the Brain.
Sounds like fun. Let's go.
Now, here's your host, Billy the Brain.
Hi, this is Bill Frank, and you're listening to Brainstorming with Billy the Brain. We're live every day, Monday through Friday at 10 o'clock here on KKZZ, Positive Talk Radio for Ventura and Santa Barbara counties. You can also hear us streaming over the internet at brainstormingonline.com. My goal is to bring you interviews with thought leaders in business, entertainment, sports, and the local community. Together, we'll listen to what these people say and relate it to how we live and work right here in Ventura County. Brainstorming with Billy the Brain is smart radio with sharp questions aimed at intelligent guests. It's talk radio done right for the 21st century. If you want to join in the conversation, you can call us at 639-0008. Or if you're outside of the area code, it's area code 805-639-0008. And you want to keep that number handy because I'm going to be having not one, but two giveaways for four sandwiches or four salads from Urbane Cafe just a little bit later in the show. And I'll be giving those away to callers at 639-0008. Every show has a theme, and today's theme is mastery in one form or another. Each of my segments will discuss mastering a part of your life, whether it's persuasion, the surroundings, or your purpose in life. My first guest is one of the country's top sales trainers. He'll show us techniques to help us in both our professional and personal life from his book, 60 Seconds to Yes. My second segment is a call-in segment. Several listeners have requested this. I'll open up the mic to let callers express whatever's on their mind. We'll look at all the topics that you want to tackle. My third guest is a former NFL linebacker for the New England Patriots who now helps listeners master the purpose in their life. We'll discuss the difference between a person's destiny and his future in his lifetime. And as always, if you want to join in the conversation or just ask a question, you can call us at 639-0008. Don Spinini is the author of the best-selling business book, 60 Seconds to Yes. Don is one of the busiest sales coaches in the country. He personally conducts over 150 training sessions per year. Don has been a successful sales professional and a sales manager for the past 25 years, focusing primarily on the financial services and corporate insurance industry. Fed up with the poor quality of content available for his sales training for his teams, he designed the Pro Force Sales Mastery and Influence Program, way back in 1995. The program became so popular that Don retired from corporate America at age 46 and started his own sales training company. The Team Pro Force is headquartered in Las Vegas, Nevada. Welcome to the show, Don. How are you today?
Great, Bill. Thank you for having me. It's an honor, buddy.
Well, hey, it's my pleasure to have a thought leader like yourself on here. And your book really is both about sales and about influence. And I like it because you start on a very personal note. You begin your story with a story about your wife that sort of exemplifies by what you mean by influence. So first of all, in what ways does your wife the embodiment of influence in your life?
That's a good question. People love that opening story. It gets a lot of husband and wives pitted against each other. You know, what we talk about in influence, and people think there's some big, weird, strange line, Bill, between sales and every other aspect of life. And that's what's causing, in my opinion, massive failure. So when I talk about how my wife is influential, you know, it stresses the point that influence is 24/7. See, my wife can get me to change my mind about things. She can get me to change my mind about things, but here's what makes it influence. When she gets me to change my mind, my life is actually improved. So I wasn't predisposed to agree with her, but she was able to persuade me and influence me. And the whole secret to influence, Bill, is you have to get somebody to change, which they naturally resist, but the change is good for the person, and they thank them for that change. And that's not what's going on out there. So influence is the ability to get people to change and have them thank you for it. I make that point because manipulation, which people have all been exposed to, is if I get you to say yes to something and you regret it.
Well, all right, let's talk about that and drill down on it, because I do like your definition of influence. Influence is getting someone to change their mind and agree with you and have that decision be better for them. But that basic definition, Don, presupposes that the person doing the influence has the other person's best interest in mind. Now, clearly, your wife's got your best interest in mind. She's got your back. But not all salespeople, not all politicians, not all other types of influencers have the same level of caring. So talk to me about the difference between influence and manipulation, and what is the basic difference between the two?
Yeah, absolutely. That's a great question. And you understand this, and when I say this, people are going to be shocked. But the skills and tools used to influence, and by the way, they are skills and tools. Everybody has the ability to get other people to say yes. The skills and tools used to influence are the same skills and tools used to manipulate. There's no difference in the skill set. Here's what your listeners need to know. The outcome is what makes it influence or manipulation. It's the intent and the outcome. And I see this so much. So many people wake up in business, and they wake up in sales every day, and they go, how much money can I make? How many people can I sell today? And then you take a look at that mentality, and Bill, you go measure against the successes out there. What most people don't know is that sales professionals, this is the profession where you actively pursue wealth. It's the profession where you're actively pursuing wealth. But most people don't know about sales. Only 1 out of 100 salespeople materialize wealth. And I believe it's because they wake up trying to win first. So influence is, if I get Bill to change his mind, I get him to change his mind. He does not agree with me, or he's not predisposed to agree with me. Remember, if Bill already agrees with me, I don't need to influence him. But I get him to change his mind, and he has to win first. So when he wins, I win automatically. But that's not what's going on out there, and the evidence points to the fact that people are out there just thinking about themselves.
Well, no doubt about it. All you have to do is look at the news headlines to see that. You see a Bernie Madoff. You see an Ebers down at WorldCom. These are people that were just out to manipulate people to get their money. Ultimately, they get caught. They get put in jail and so forth. But the reality is examples like that are everywhere. So, Don, then manipulation, however, you say manipulation isn't even the worst case scenario. So in my mind, what could be worse than manipulation?
Oh, Bill, that's a great question. And here's the sad part. Here's what I see every day in my programs. You have an idea, you have a product, you have a service, and here's the deal. You know it is going to make a major difference in somebody's life. It's going to help them. It's going to help them and change their life for the better. And here's the kicker. They agree with you. They go, yeah, you know, you're right. I should be doing this. They have the time, they have the money, they have the whereabouts, they have the will, and they still tell you no. And then, you know, the sales professional or the person, they scratch their head and they go, oh my gosh, I must be the worst salesperson in the world. How can they possibly be saying no to this when this is going to make a dramatic improvement in their life? And we call that lose-lose, because they lose and their family loses. You lose, your family loses, society loses. And so we say that the worst thing that can happen is the inability to get people to change and improve their life, because that's what's going on out there, way too much. And you know, at least with manipulation, one person won. It's not right. Don't get me wrong. It's not right at all. But the inability to get people to change for the better is a killer. And what people need to know, it wasn't you. They went through some process that you didn't understand. First of all, you didn't know how to navigate them to say yes. They wanted to say yes, but fear of change, very important point, fear of change is causing them to say no. It wasn't time. It wasn't money. Most sales professionals, most business people never understand that.
That is an important distinction. My guest is Don Spinney. He's the author of the best-selling business book, 60 Seconds to Yes, A Powerful Method for Sales and Influence. So, Don, you went back to the whole process and talking about the decision-making process that each of us goes through when we make some kind of decision. Describe for me, what is that process, and why is it so important to understand the steps that everybody goes through in that process?
Yeah, and for your listeners, what they need to understand is, it's not only important, it is everything. And we'll say, and we prove at length, there's no such thing as a selling process, folks. There's no evidence that a selling process has ever worked. I've been looking for 16 years. I'm in the business. There is only a decision process. And what you need to understand is what that process is in the buyer and what they're going through. Because anytime I push you unnaturally through your decision process, it automatically raises defenses. And so selling process, they become a system that you think you're driving people to a certain goal. You're not. They don't work. So if you don't understand that decision process, and we identify it as a three-step process, which I'll summarize in just a few words here, but it's vital in the study. If you do not understand that process and where the buyer is in that process, all you're doing is raising defenses. So sellers are thinking about themselves, and they're thinking about presenting, and their whole life is probing and presenting. They don't even get as they're raising defenses in that buyer, but the buyer's not telling them. So here's the process in summary. The first thing that has to happen, and this is not a selling process, this is the decision process. The first thing that you and I have to do before we'll say yes to anything is we have to be emotionally connected to it first. Emotionally connected to it. And by the way, the salesperson does not get the buyer emotionally connected. The buyer has to become emotionally connected on their own.
Really?
Salespeople don't understand that.
You mean I can't pull the triggers that make you become emotionally connected or at least point you in the right direction?
Not by talking about yourself, your product, your service. That's what people understand. Influence is the ability to get somebody to ask for help. And you have to get somebody to ask for help in the very beginning of the process without talking about yourself, your product, your service, your idea.
Okay.
Remember, I've got a mountain of evidence. That's what people understand. We have a mountain of evidence. Once I become emotionally connected to your product, service, or idea, remember, you haven't even mentioned you have a product, service, or idea.
Right.
I'm going to seek validation. I'm going to go to you and go, Bill, can you help me with this? That's when you take over. And that's not what happens out there. Most salespeople think they got to go right in and start probing and presenting. And that's not the process. That's not the natural process. That's not what you and I do when there's no salesperson around.
Hmm.
We make an emotional connection. I'm hungry. There's the emotional connection. Now I go validate. I go seek out what I'm going to do to fix that. Then what most people don't understand, the third part, the most misunderstood, so we make the emotional connection. We go validate that decision that we've already made to buy. That's where the salesperson takes over to help validate a decision, not to create interest. Here's the key. Even though I've made the emotional connection and I validated it and I'm like, okay, this is a great idea, I will still say no because now the decision moves to conflict resolution, the most misunderstood part of the decision process. And every person listening to this has heard this. God, it sounds great, but I don't have the money. And you know they have the money. And here they are telling you no. And you don't know why. And so now you become confrontational. Now you start an argument by trying to fix, I don't have the money. You're not trying to start an argument. But when you jump into conflict resolution with the when there's two people in conflict resolution, we call that a fight.
Right.
You're not trying to, but that's what it is.
Hmm.
So we come up with fancy, clever retorts for objections, and all we're doing is making it worse. And by the way, folks, listen to me. There's no evidence that those fancy retorts for objections work. I'm not talking about accidentally or once in a while. You should be closing 8 out of 10 people you talk to, not 1 out of 10 or 1 out of 20, like the industry average. So that you can't tell me that something that works 5 or 10% of the time is called effective. It's not.
Wow. All right, so let's go back, Don, and let's recap here for just a moment. So people have to be emotionally connected, then they have to seek out the solution and validate it, and then come the conflict resolutions. Now, what happens in a case, and I'm going to give you a real-world example, where a buyer has been using your product or your service for some time and then falls off the bandwagon, no longer wants to buy from you, whatever that product or service is? Clearly, something has happened there. How do you reconnect the emotional? How do you get them to come back to you to seek your help again?
Great question, Bill. And here's one thing that I want your listeners to understand, too. Influence means that we have to recruit and lead an army, meaning we have to get them to say yes, and then we have to keep them happy forever. And we have to maintain that spirit of influence. So when they dropped off and become unhappy, you know, what they see there in the macro view is they see then a vacuum of leadership, that you became, at that point, a salesperson and a manipulator. I mean, being very general here.
Mm-hmm.
If they were happy and they stopped being happy, or if they went to somebody else, then you weren't influential. You were just the lowest price. See, I want you to think about this. People understand relationships are the key to sales, not service. You know, if you look at what the industry does, most corporations spend millions and billions of dollars on service. And I show this funny little matrix that, you know, if you have a good relationship and good service, that person's a customer for life. But if you have a bad relationship and good service, they're a shopper. So the relationship isn't there, if the influence isn't there, you know, you could have a great product and they'll say yes to you, but the minute somebody comes by with a penny less than your product, they're jumping ship, and that's a clue for you that you do not have a relationship. Now, conversely, if I have a great relationship, service is kind of bad, I've got an angry friend, but they're still going to be a friend. They're going to say, fix this. The companies and business don't focus on that relationship. They focus on service, but even the worst outcome of a good relationship is someone who's mad and wants me to fix it. The great outcome, if I only have service, is the best outcome, is I have a shopper. So forget about service. you know, provide good service, but focus on building relationship, focus on being an influential person that people want to be attracted to and flock to.
My guest is Don Spinney. He is the author of the best-selling business book, 60 Seconds to Yes. Don, what I really liked about your book is you've got 8 systems to help you with selling and influence in your book, and clearly we can't go through them all, but they're the SOGI method, the menu, the journey, ITSNP, the Defense Diffusion, ARCH method, and RADAR method. I love acronyms, so let's start with ITSNP. What does that stand for, and why do we need to know this skill?
When you as a seller, now it's time for you to, when the buyer has asked you for help and asked you for the presentation, remember that's when the presentation starts. When the buyer looks at you and says, oh my gosh, I'm screwed up, help me. That stands for the impossible to say no presentation. So now what people need to know is your presentation was not built by you, the seller. Your presentation was built by the buyer during that beginning phase, that emotional connection phase, because by you asking the right questions, not about probing, not about are you qualified, not about your budget, when you create that emotional connection, that buyer gave you all the clues to build a perfect presentation that is customized for them. So it's called the impossible to say no presentation because the buyer built it for themselves. You have to be ready for it. You have to be prepared for that. But they have told you what they want and why they want it. And that happened before you mentioned your product. And here's why I stress that, Bill. That's not what goes on out there. Salespeople go through the whole presentation without a clue about what the buyer really wants and why the buyer wants it. And it's not about, well, I want more money so I can retire early. That has nothing to do with that. Those are all symptoms of what they really want. Most sales professionals never get to it.
Interesting. My guest is Don Spinney, author of the book 60 Seconds to Yes. Don, what do you want readers to take away from reading your book 60 Seconds to Yes?
One, that they're, you know, I just heard Ben Bernanke at the top of the hour in the news talk about the job market is grim and bleak and it's sad news and it's a gray cloud. Let me tell you, folks, if you are influential, here's what I know. If you're influential and it's a skill that you can develop, it doesn't matter what's going on in the economy. You know, the people that I know that are influential make more money in an up or down economy. Everybody I know who's influential that wants to be wealthy is wealthy. Being in sales does not make you influential. It is a skill. Only 1% are born with it naturally. We talk about that at length. The rest of us have to develop that skill, and it has nothing to do with talking about yourself, your product, your service, your idea. So there's hope, but you have to develop a skill, and it's that hard.
That is a great lesson. My guest has been Don Spinney. Don, if people want to learn more about you, they're intrigued by what you have to say, where would you direct them to go on the Internet?
What we do, basically, you go to 60secondstoyes.com, just all spelled out. Here's what we do, Bill. What we've been doing, but we're not doing anymore, is I used to go around the country and the world doing the workshop, the 60 Seconds Yes workshop. We're too busy and we can't do that. So here's what I want people to do. To go on to the website and click on the DVD. So we recorded the entire workshop. The book is great. The workshop is us showing you how to use it. We used to sell the DVD for $200, and now we take 90% off that because
Wow.
Can't come to the workshop anymore. So if they enter the code word, the discount for radio, they get the DVD for under $20. So it's a full day workshop. It's not, there's no advertising on the DVD.
That's amazing, and that's a great value for my listeners. Go to 60 Seconds to Yes, all spelled out, SIXTYSecondsToYes.com, and type in the code the radio, and you'll get it.
Just radio, not the radio.
Oh, I'm sorry. Radio. And then you will get a $200 DVD on sales training for less than $20. That's an amazing deal. Thank you, Don, for that. And my listeners appreciate that as well.
No problem. It also comes with the workbook for free. So we'll include the workbook so they can write and study and practice. So it's a real system. It's not just, like I said, a commercial for something. It is the whole program.
That is great. Don, thank you so much for that special offer. And thank you for being my special guest here as well. We'll talk to you down the road.
You got it. Thank you, buddy.
Take care.